Hello everyone, welcome to Epizoda podcast. We want to show you what kind of companies we have in the UAE region, inspire you with the great business stories, and introduce you to the cutting-edge technology. A little disclaimer, today's episode is an extract from the video interview, so for the best experience and better context, you can watch the full episode on our YouTube channel. And now, let's jump to the episode.
We professionals do not use it. We use additive manufacturing because that's the right terminology. 3D printing terminology is not defining the idea of the whole industry.
Welcome to episode 6. Today we're going to talk about 3D printing technology. I am in Jebel Ali Industrial Area 1 in Dubai in Joseph Group facilities. Today I will meet Proto 21 startup. They are fastest growing startup in the 3D printing technology. Interesting fact, founder is the first person to build 3D printer in Pakistan. Super excited to meet him. So let's go and check it out. Arkam, thank you so much. Yeah, I would like to find out your Dubai story in a short sentence, and then we move to the Proto 21.
After my journeys of Europe and studying there, I came to Pakistan to start a company. It was probably for my family, my parents, and then I wanted to do something for my country and establish my dream company in Pakistan. But over there...
3D printing by the
3D
time.
3D printing, yes. I mean, Proto 21, 3D printing company in Pakistan. But then I was told that 3D printing is banned in Pakistan. I imported a printer. It took 9 NOCs to get it clarified from customs. And I was like devastated. I said, I can't build a company here. So okay. I did not know what to do. I was lost. But then in some time, I got to know about His Highness one article that said that they wanted to make Dubai as a 3D printing hub of the world. And it excited me about Dubai. And
my Which year was that?
It is 2017.
2017.
Yeah. And then I had my brother living here. So I said, why don't I just go see Dubai? And it was my first time I came to Dubai then. When I came here, I was like, this is a place. It's a beautiful city, and then it's full of opportunities and stuff. And I said, I want to try starting my career there. And once I started, and then it's a history. I started first with a company to understand the business market. And once I learned what's the market dynamics, once I understood the industry dynamics in the Middle East region with that company, they were kind enough to let me in by knowing that I want to start my own.
Okay, so you joined somewhere?
Yes,
as a
I joined
full-time
somewhere,
panel.
Yes. And then they allowed me to be a sales technical person there. I did a very good sales for them. They were happy with me. But later on, I said, now it's time to start my own. But we are good terms now. Yeah. They're my clients now.
Okay, that's great. Relationship, yeah.
So I just like jumped in and I took a leap of faith. I resigned totally and I was all self-funded at that time, around 4 months. And I struggle a lot. In the beginning, it's not easy journey. It's not recommended. I don't recommend anybody to work more than 18 hours a day.
Yeah.
You need to sleep on time. You need to eat well.
Work-life balance.
Yeah, there's no... For me, it's never going to be. I am a passionate man. It's like, it's my life. My work is my life. So in the beginning, I started from a small office. My ex-boss in Pakistan was kind enough, Mr. Salman Ghaznavi, to allow me a small space in Citadel Tower, where I started the company.
Okay.
He supported me a lot. I'm really thankful to him. I was trying to understand how to generate revenue because I did not have investment. But then I soon realized to be the number one in the region in 3D printing, I would need some industrial experience and I need a leader. I need somebody who can guide me the business part of it because I knew sales, I knew marketing, I knew everything, I knew technology. I was passionate, I had everything with me, but one part of it was investment.
Yeah, okay.
Because it's technology, it's about factory, it's about having machines, and it is about infrastructure, administration, HR, accounts, a lot of things. So those parts were missing in my picture. I was lucky enough to find Joseph Group, and they initially called me for training courses.
Okay.
I did not know there's a group out there and it is going to happen like this. I visited them. I gave them a quotation. But then the director, Mr. Ashik, he met me and he said, do you want to be the part of the future 3D printing company or you want to help us establish it? I mean, what's your plan? I said, I want to be the 3D printing, largest 3D printing company in the world. He liked me and he offered me to be a partner. But I said, I want to keep Proto 21 logo
Yeah.
Still intact because that
logo is... Okay, so it's like, still the same from the beginning.
Yes. The name, the logo is same. And I said, it's my dream company. And he liked it. And I joined. And then it's the history.
So you joined the group?
Yes. They invested in me. They invested in the whole idea.
And we are now in this facility.
Yes, in the Joseph Group facility. I get a lot of support from many aspects, from installations, maintenance, ISO certifications, PR, HR.
I mean, you have all networks.
Yeah, yeah.
And to circle back a little bit, so you started the company and how long it took till you joined the...
Joseph.
Yeah.
Okay, it was 6 months, not more.
So you started and after 6 months you joined them?
Yes, 5 to 6 months I was alone in the market. I was building the website, I was building the plan, I was researching, I was learning accounts.
Yeah.
I was learning how to generate revenue. In the beginning, it's all about revenue. It's not about talks.
Yeah.
It's about you got to bring money so you can expand. You need investment to buy machines. All I had, I just bought machines from it. I had 2 machines.
What do you think, where would your company be now if you would not join the group?
Oh, wow. That's a very good question. I would never be not at all close to where I am today. I'm looking at, I will be here 6 years ahead, not 3 years.
Right now?
Yes.
This is how
100%.
Much development 100%. You did, yeah.
I would never reach out here without Joseph Group.
Maybe many startups right now, you know, they're growing, but it's slow, you know, they're like fighting in this entrepreneurship world. And what would you be your tip, you know, like to join such a group like that?
Sure.
Because it straight away skyrockets.
Any group, any partner, any strategic partner will give you support. Administration, HR. But in the end, it's about you.
Of course.
It's about how you sell, how you build a culture, how you utilize those resources well enough to be working.
How old is a 3D printing technology?
3D printing world is very new, by the way. We professionals do not use it.
Okay.
We use additive manufacturing because that's the right terminology. 3D printing terminology is not defining the idea of the whole industry. Before additive manufacturing, there was a concept of rapid prototyping. So when the astronaut and the space station loses a wrench,
yeah,
he's not going to ask somebody to ship it out yet. They need a rapid prototyping method and technique
okay.
to print any misplaced item right there in the space station.
So
the requirement of rapid prototyping came from there.
Okay.
If you print on a paper, sometimes there's an embossed printing. If you print on a paper, another print on top. Let's say you print from your HP printer and you put the same paper back again, print the same letter, same place, they will have an embossing. And then you do it more and you do it more. And if the liquid is solidifying well, you will have a third dimensional object.
All right.
Got my point?
Yeah.
So it's like this. And then considering that, 3D printing is called 3D, two-dimensional paper. But then it's not defining the industry because the traditional method is subtracting manufacturing. This one is additive.
Additive, yeah.
So
that's why it's called.
We use additive manufacturing, more precise terminology for this.
Okay. So let's say for the Product 21, what's next for you guys? What are you planning to do?
If you see, we are 3 years old company. We have 60 machines. We are 25 people now.
On every corner is a 3D printer.
Yeah, we are hiring every other month and we are growing. We are fastest growing 3D printing company in Middle East region. We will never stop. I want to go faster.
Okay.
And I want to be it's my one goal in my life, to be the leading 3D printing company, or if I say leading manufacturing solution provider in the world. When it's going to happen, I want to happen tomorrow.
Okay.
There's no timeline for it. Like His Highness Sheikh Rashid Maktoum, he was asked, why you're in hurry and why you want Dubai to be the best, fastest, best infrastructure in one of the interviews in 60 minutes in YouTube.
Okay.
So why you want to do everything? He said, I don't want my people to have best medical after 10 years. I want them tomorrow. I want today. I'm following his lead. I want it as soon as possible. So we're just establishing paint booth. We will buy another industrial 3D printer very soon. We are in talks with one supplier. At the same time, I want to have more factories and have global reach and exploit the technology and see where we can go further with this.
All right, so aspiration and vision is here. Yeah. But what about challenges? Like building this kind of company?
Adoption.
What do you mean by that?
The mean is that people are unaware of the technology. They're unaware where they want to use it. You have to convince them. Because somebody who's using traditional manufacturing for 15 years, you come and tell him, no, use this way, it's going to be better. He's going to think twice. Because the infrastructure is set up. They have invested in those ones already. Now to ask them to change the whole process is not easy, especially in this region.
Okay.
Well, as in Europe and Western, it's like they're fast. They adopt the technology faster. It's the same problem with VR and AR. If you see the potential of those technologies and drones and any new technology, 2021, any new technology out there, they're high potential, but people are not ready to take it.
Adoption,
yeah. I mean, when I was studying masters in mechatronics in Turkey, they taught us something called the right time. If there's a technology best for it, but Apple, iPhones, and the technology company will not put it in the market. Do we think that face recognition was just now? No.
Yeah,
they had it five years ago. But we were not ready to allow face and like understand it. So it depends on when the technology is right for the time of the social...
Acceptance
and stuff. But 3D printing is now faster, I see. There's so many startup companies building, growing. But at the same time, we do not have 3D printing courses in universities done.
Okay, education.
Like additive manufacturing, like it's a mechanical engineering. It's also like academics effect, what the students want to be in the future. If they're like promoted that you want to join 3D printing, they will join new companies. Then they will be influencer in those companies.
Yes.
Once they're influencer in those companies, they're like, I know 3D printing, I can give you. Then somebody who has an employee telling them that, okay, 3D is a good idea, than a supplier, they trust them more. So the young generation needs to adopt this new technology so that it becomes a everyday household use.
True. So which market do you think impacted the most who adopted 3D technology? Like which clients are you serving right now?
So many. If I can start from automotive, because it's a big industry here in UAE. You see the cars and stuff. There's a kind of culture here. Auto workshops, they want to revise the old cars and 3D printing is the best fit for them.
Kind of example, what you can do.
Let's say we have done some interior dashboards of Rolls Royce.
So customer came.
Customer came, said, I need a Tesla screen in my Rolls Royce. Or somebody said, my grandfather had a Range Rover 1980s and it's broken, it is old now, I want to revise it, I want to make it inside prettier. So those kind of things, if you have a scanner and if you can scan it, photogrammetry process or somewhat, get a 3D file and print it, it's nothing like that. It's fast. That's one industry that has taken benefit from 3D printing very well in this region.
So this is B2C?
Yeah, B2C. And then we talk about B2B, that is around oil and gas. So
okay.
Big companies like defense, medical, prosthetics, limbs, arms and stuff. Bionics.
Do you guys do this?
Yes, we've done quite a lot, but we're not really much focused in there. When you start a company, you see where the business is. Okay, so there's one passion. And there's their business.
Yes.
Cash flow. An entrepreneur must balance both. Where you can build business, where you see an opportunity to bring in clients, you focus there and you build your company first. So once you have a setup done, now you do R&D.
Yes.
Now we started doing...
That's your passion now.
Yeah. Now I'm applying different concepts of digital warehousing. Now I'm trying to have another beautiful idea I cannot disclose here. I'm working on that. That's going to change the whole industry.
Okay. When we can expect to find out more about it?
End of this year.
Can you elaborate a little bit more about digital warehousing?
Sure.
That's an interesting term.
Sure. When you talk about big industries, they need a lot of warehousing. And warehousing is expensive.
Yeah.
So imagine all of that warehouse is in one USB.
Okay.
Right? And you have each of those items in the warehouse to have a 3D digital data captured in this memory disk. And whenever
you need
bespoke, you require any part that is needed to be printed or manufactured, you go to an additive manufacturing company like Proto 21, and you give us the USB, we download the file, we print it for you, and you have it next day.
Okay.
If you go crazy in the business part, it's reducing logistics, it's reducing warehousing costs, it's reducing time consumption, it's reducing energy and effort and the resources allocated for those things. So it's a future solution.
So how does it work? Let's say company or government institution, and they saw that video, or they're like, okay, we want to do that. Where is the start?
Recently, I had some a doctor reaching us out for having some of this equipment to be having digital capture with us.
All of the equipment.
Yes, can. He sells machines like laser machines and this for beauty clinics. So all of his machines that are supplied are not in quantity. They're like in 10, 20, 30. So for that, to keep a stock of each of every machine part is difficult for him. So some of the most wearable parts that he had, he got them done with us and we have given it to him.
So what did you scan?
So he gives the existing parts to us. We apply our photogrammetry process.
Got it.
We make a one proof prototype with him and he tests that and he approves, okay, this digital file in this technology at this orientation and this, the whole document, that is approved. Now, whenever I need this, whenever my client needs it, I give you a call or I send you to the email.
Email, yeah.
And we produce it in like maximum 2 to 3 days and finish in everything and brand it. Give it back to him.
Okay. Nice. That's the concept. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Interesting. Yeah. Future 3D printing.
3D printing would exploit a lot of industries, for sure. Like, a lot of industries are going to change. It's already changing. Like, the bottle packaging industry, it's here. Like, we produce small mock-ups for the existing people who have traditional method of produce bottles, they produce in 1 million quantity, like My Dubai and things like that.
Yeah.
They need a prototype. Before 3D printing existed, they would go through the whole molding process to have one done so that they can go for four. And they will lose a lot of money in the whole process.
In time.
3D printing is already there. Those guys have the 3D printers in-house so that they can quickly replicate and rapid prototype and do it. So just like that, in medical industry, 3D printing will definitely change a lot. I mean, all organic stuff. Even if you talk about bionics, you'll have every person has a different skeleton, has a different hand, has a different... So those equipment to install inside, you will need 3D printing parts. If you say at a scale, how far it will go, they're already building rockets and going to Mars. In SpaceX, they're using rockets and they will have... 3D. They're using already 3D printed parts. I mean, in the airplanes, they're using it. There will be times... You'll be 3D printing huge cars. You'll be 3D printing everything that is around you.
Yeah.
And then again, there's a limitation to the technology. We always forget. So it's additive process. It can never beat the traditional methods. Those are made for high volume. The welding is there. The 3D printing is one step in the whole process. That can be faster. But it cannot be answer to every solution. When you go on internet, they say 3D printing human hearts, 3D printing livers. Okay, yes, it's going to be in the future. It will come. It is possible. There's nothing stopping it. It's not tomorrow. It's going to take its time to achieve and reach there.
True. As well, question. Well, Dubai have a Dubai 3D printing strategy or vision as well by 2030, I think.
Yeah. All the buildings in Dubai by 2030.
25%
will be 3D printed. Although they have 3D printed a building in some of the areas in Dubai and it's all okay. MR has done one full villa that is inhabitable and it's fully 3D printed. But yet again, still you have windows inside, you have MEP, you have flooring, you have ceiling, you want to live in there, there's a furniture, there's a kitchen, there's a piping, there's so much more.
True.
It's 3D printed structure. You can say 3D printed shelter, but everything on the internet, when you talk to experts and people from industry, they tell you a different story. So everything they show on marketing and they show it on the 3D printed building and there's like a video going and things like this. Everything like that is hyped. I have seen one 3D printed like a concrete building done and I've seen how they do it. It's a one robotic arm and like 100 employees to post process it to make it nice. So it is going to reach to a level where the automation is high, Industry 4.0 is high, and less human effort is there. That will reach, but it's going to take its time. And recently there's a alliance formed by Crown Prince.
Yes, alliance.
Yeah, alliance.
I saw that.
We are part of it as a company.
Tell me more.
What
does it
mean? The alliance is about like the government entities should... All the 3D printing established ones, companies, should be registered in that alliance.
Okay.
And they should support each other. And they should support government and their requirements. That actually happened post-COVID. Because in the COVID times, the supply chain from China was stopped. So they needed face shield, they needed face masks. The medical frontliners needed some support. So we supported them, the 3D printing companies in whole Dubai, like including Proto. We did face shields, we did splitters for the ventilators, we did face masks, we did a lot of things. So it was realized that 3D printing is supporting the...
Locally,
yeah.
Because the supply,
yes.
I mean, import yeah. stuff.
So this alliance is about connecting those companies with each other. So they see not each other as a competitor, but they see as a team to the whole alliance and the future goals of Dubai for 3D printing. And that alliance is also talking about government companies to give preference to 3D printing. Okay. Now, that's an interesting thing. You don't have it anywhere in the world. Preference to 3D printing means...
To create these objects.
I mean, use 3D printing for their requirements. Like I just showed you for Etisalat, we're doing some map. For Expo 2020, we're using 3D printing. For ADNOC, for Minister of Defense, for Dubai Police, all of these are government companies. They have been prescribed, if I may say the word, to prefer 3D printing. Because if they prefer 3D printing, they're doing it locally. They're supporting the local companies in Dubai, UAE, which is good for us, good for them.
It's very beneficial for
yes, 100%.
For you and local 100%. 3D printer companies.
I see so much interest from government, employees, companies. They're interested in 3D printing. They visit us here. They see what we're doing. They give us some projects, just not for the business, but just to see how the technology is going to help them.
So from your passion question, what would you like to print, 3D print or additive technology to use it? I don't know, any object or any vision that you have?
This is a nice question. I'm into watches.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a watch collector.
Okay.
I want to do 3D print a clock. That will be functional, automatic.
You mean all the parts?
Yes.
Like you explained the shell.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the technology to reach where you can 3D print the entire mechanical watch that is automatic, so you don't need to put any batteries and it can function. So okay. It's my interest. I mean, something that is in 3D printing is out of my passion is, and then it's my crazy goals. It's they tell you don't. It's okay to have crazy goals, right? Can I?
Yeah.
I want to literally 3D print something that goes on Mars in my lifetime.
All right, your own kind of creation object.
I want to 3D print something that is going to put on a plane from my factory.
Okay.
Goes towards a NASA center that is installed in a rocket.
Okay.
And that rocket goes to the Mars. And then another robot brings out that part and uses it for the Mars colony.
Okay, wow.
It's my dream.
That's fantastic.
They say you can dream as much as you want, right? So I want to dream. I dreamt this place. I cannot believe when I see this whole thing, I'm like, oh, wow. Whose company is this? Nice.
That's
like, good. Because I dreamt about it when I was back in college doodling Proto Union logo in my backseat in engineering graduation year. I'm here. So who's stopping you to dream? You can dream as much as you want.
I definitely see you on the way. Another issue, yeah, to make it happen.
Absolutely.
I mean, we're going to follow you and we will for the announcement that your object is in the Mars.
Thank you.
Thanks,
thank
very
you so
well.
Much.
Thank
so,
you.
Thank you so
Thanks
much.
Thanks for coming, guys.
Thanks.
Take care.
Thanks for listening. Please subscribe and follow us wherever you're listening to this podcast. Also, check it out our Episode Up YouTube channel to get the best show experience. Be inspired, get ideas, learn from business mistakes, and discover the United Arab Emirates business community. Thank you so much, and till the next episode.